This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're zeroing in on July 23rd, and as the story goes, Ernest Hamwi, an immigrant from Syria, had set up a stand at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, making something called a zelabia, a wafer-like dessert. The stand next to him was selling ice cream, but they ran out of cups. So he suggested combining his wafers with the ice cream, and voila, the ice cream cone was born. However, some argue that Charles Menchus of Akron also set up a stand with his brother Frank at the same fair, and they were the ones who grabbed onto the idea when a lady friend took one layer of baked waffle and rolled it into a cone around the ice cream. And it was on this date in 1973 that President Richard Nixon refused to turn over recordings of his White House conversations to the Senate investigation regarding Watergate. The tapes were believed to include evidence that both Nixon and his aides had attempted to cover up their involvement in the Watergate hotel break-in and other illegal activities. This would prompt Nixon to say during a primetime address on August 15th,
"It has become clear that both the hearings themselves and some of the commentaries on them have become increasingly absorbed in an effort to implicate the president personally in the illegal activities that took place."
Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.